Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The polls are open.
All right, guys, it's Monday. Let's get into a nice, good old breakfast debate. What's the? And I saw people talking about this online, too. What's the best breakfast sandwich vehicle? The bread for it. English muffin, bagel, or toast?
Ooh. I'm surprised croissant isn't on here.
Oh, you can put a croissant in there.
Okay.
Bagel, toast, croissant.
That is what I'm going to go with.
You're going to go croissant?
A good old croissant. Very good. Burger King does a very good croissant breakfast sandwich.
Whoa.
Burger King, huh?
AB might slap you over there because she's a McDonald's girl, but okay. Right. The rivalry is real.
Okay.
I have to say the English muffin. I mean, it is a staple of the Egg McMuffin from McDonald's, but it's also, I think, is the, it lends itself best to any other type of breakfast sandwich you want to do. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, even microwavable sandwiches usually use an English muffin. So English muffin for me.
English muffin. Alex, don't even do it. I'm not. Thank you, because you know it sucks.
Well, I don't know that it's.
Alex is a big bagel guy over here.
If you have the right bagel, it's, bagel's great. But I would agree with Hannah on this, because I feel like the croissant on the sandwich, it's got the most, it doesn't fight you as much when you're trying to get to the middle of that sandwich.
It's flaky. It's too flaky.
It's buttery. It's flaky. That's why it's delicious.
Yeah. You get dust on you when you eat an English muffin.
I don't like English muffin either. I wouldn't vote for either of those. I'll tell you the popular. I'll tell you the rankings.
You're going to go bagel, aren't you?
No. AB.
Okay, well, if I'm at McDonald's, bagel, but if I'm making it myself, an English muffin.
What?
Yeah.
You went McDonald's bagel over McDonald's.
When they brought him back, she was like so stoked, actually.
Yeah. You know what? I take mine back. I'm going biscuit.
That's where it's at, guys. Oh, it's the runaway winner. It is biscuit all day.
Well, I take mine back. I'm doing pancake top and bottom like McGriddle.
Oh, like a McGriddle?
The biscuit really is it, isn't
it? Yes, it is. A biscuit. Chick-fil-A, first off, creates this universal biscuit. Mm. And even if you're not from the South, but if you're like, when you go like to Southern cooking and you get like flaky.
Yep.
Like, it's not as light, like,
too
the croissant.
Salty.
No, the salty. No. What kind of biscuits are you eating?
Way you're salty.
Going to the wrong biscuit
joint. Wrong biscuit places. Like, croissants are too light and too, it falls apart. It can't hold the weight of the egg and the bacon and the cheese. There's just too much going on. The croissant can't hold. The English muffin's too thick. Bagel's too thick. Toast is good, like a good Texas toast.
Sure.
When you get a runny egg, really good, like an over easy egg. But the biscuit's the most universal.
The biscuit's top notch. Yeah. I agree.
The polls are open.
All right, if you want to play Hannah's Homeschool, we have Paw Patrol tickets this week. So Paw Patrol for you and the family. Is it a four-pack of tickets, Kevin, or a pair?
You know what? It's funny you say that. It doesn't say. I take that back. Yes, it is a four-pack.
I assume it is a four-pack. Four-pack of tickets for Paw Patrol. 314-531-9898. You play Hannah's Homeschool. It's a pop culture pop quiz game, and we'll get you some Paw Patrol tickets.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.